Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Lamed Zayin. If you look towards the bottom of the Amr, the Gemara brings a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. What bracha achrona do you make if you eat from the Shivas Haminim? Rabbi Gamliel says you make Shalosh Brachas, which is our Birchas Hamazon, the same Birchas Hamazon that we make when we eat bread. You make that even when you eat from the Shivas Haminim. However, the Chachamim Aimrim, bracha achas mein Shalosh, the bracha achrona that you make is what we call Al HaMichya, and we make that on all types of the Shivas Haminim. And the Gemara continues with a story of Maaseh Rabbi Gamliel v'Zakenim Shehayu Mesubin Baliyah. Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim were sitting in a attic or an upper story in Yerichai. They viewed lefneim kaisavais, and they were served kaisavais. Rashi says kaisavais are tamarim, dates. V'achlu, and they ate. After they finished eating, v'nasar Rabbi Gamliel reshos l'Rabbi Akiva levarech. Rabbi Gamliel honored Rabbi Akiva with leading the benching. Kafatz ubirech Rabbi Akiva bracha achas mein shalosh. Rabbi Akiva immediately made a bracha achreina. Which bracha achreina? The bracha achreina of mein shalosh. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, ad masai ato machnis roishcha bein hamachlokes. Until when will you continue to stick your head into a machlokes between me and the chachamim? Amalei Rabbeinu, afa pisha ato emer kein v'chaverecha emrim kein. Even though you and your chaverim say that the correct bracha achreina is Shalosh bracha is Birchas Hamazon. However, limad tanu rabbeinu, you taught us yachid v'rabim halachik k'rabim. When there's a machlokes between a yachid and a rabim, we pass them like the rabim. So what I did was like the chachamim. You taught us that when the chachamim say one thing and the yachid, you Rabbi Gamliel, say something else, you follow the opinion of the rabim. That was the story between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. Asks the Shneis Eliyahu, even if he would have done like Rabbi Gamliel and he would have benched Birchas Hamazon, he's still being nichnas reshay b'machlekes. What's Rabbi Gamliel telling Rabbi Akiva? Ad masay ato machnas reshay b'na machlekes. No matter what he does, he's getting involved in this machlekes. So what kind of taina does Rabbi Gamliel have in Rabbi Akiva? And he answers that since the Gemara says earlier in Brachas that Yerbezam are Aleph, that Tumarim are also Mezan Zaini, and Mimela, even if someone were to make a Birchas Hamazon on Tumarim, he'd be Yaitza, a Bracha Achreina. So he says, over here we have a suffix, whether the bracha achrein is Birchas Hamazon or the bracha achrein is what we call Al HaMichya, bracha achas mein shalosh. So when you're in a massive of suffix, we look at it like a bidiyevit. So he should have done like Rabbi Gamliel. Then he would have been yaitzeh l'kuli alma. So that was Rabbi Gamliel's taina to Rabbi Akiva. You should have done like me, l'chala pachis, benched a Birchas Hamazon, and then in a massive of bidiyevit, like over here where it's a suffix, you would have been yaitzeh, even according to the chachamim. And then Rabbi Akiva told him, it's not a suffix. Halacha kerabim, we pass him like the chachamim, and therefore the correct bracha achreina is a bracha achas mein shalosh. However, if you take a look in the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler in Simon Chaf, he's ma'ir the following. He says that the teretz of the Vilna Goyin is tali na machlokes rishonim. This etza that the Goyin says that Rabbi Akiva should have benched Birchas Hamazon on the Tamarim because it's a matzav of safik. If you take a look in the Rush Simon Yudalid, in the name of the Chachmei Tzarfas, he says, this that you yaitzah Birchas Hamazon on the Tamarim is only the first bracha, the Birchas Hazan. And it's mashma that you don't have to say any more. Just saying the first bracha is enough to be yaitzah a bracha achreina if a person eats Tamarim. And he says that once you yaitzah, you're not allowed to say the rest of the brachas because it's a bracha levatala. Now, if this is true, that when you would make a Birchas Hamazon on Tamarim, you'd only be allowed to make the first bracha, then Rabbi Gamliel doesn't have a taina to Rabbi Akiva, ad masay ato nichnas reshcha bein hamachlokes, because you should have benched a Birchas Hamazon. At least, according to me, you would have been l'chatchila, and you would have at least been a deyevet according to the Rabbanan. Because he would only be allowed to make the first bracha, the Birchas Hazan. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that me'ikar hadin yibuchoyev to make a regular Birchas Hamazon on Shivas Haminim, he would have had to make all three brachas. So we can't say the Goyin's teretz that Rabbi Gamliel's taina to Rabbi Akiva was you should have made a Birchas Hamazon, because according to Rabbi Gamliel, you would need all three brachas. So the Stibler continues and says that that's only true according to the Shitas HaRishayim that say that Birchas may in Gimel, in other words, the Al HaMichya on Tamarim is the Eraisa. However, the Stibler continues and says, if you take a look in the Tezus Rabbeinu Yoina, at the end of Parakesa Mavarchin, he says that if Bracha Achroina, Birchas Me'in Gimel, on Tamarim is the Eraisa, then when a person would make a birchas hamazon. In other words, if a person would not make the alam mechya, rather, let's just say, by mistake, he benches, he makes a birchas hamazon, then he would have to have all three brachas in order to be yaitza. And this, that it says earlier on, the Rush brings b'shem l'chachmei tzarfas, that a person who benches and makes birchas hamazon on tamarim only recites the birchas hazan, that's only if you say that his chiyuv bracha achreina is the rabbanon. However, if it's the raisa, then he has to have all three brachas. So the stipler says, must be the Vilna Gaon who's explaining our Gemara, that Rabbi Gamliel's Tainat Rabbi Akiva is, they should have made a bracha achreina pirush, a birchas hamazin, and therefore you would have been yaitza according to my shita, you would have been yaitza according to me, Rabbi Gamliel, who says that you have to have birchas hamazin, all three brachas, is only going according to the Rishayim that say that the birchas me'in shalosh on tamarim is the iraisa. However, if you say that it's only the Rabbanan, and you don't have this eitzah of the Vilna Gaon, so we're left with the Vilna Gaon's kasha. What is Rabbi Gamliel's taina to Rabbi Akiva ad masai ata nichnas reishcha ben amachleikis? So this tablet suggests the following teretz. He brings a Mordechai in the beginning of Perek Shlesha Sha'achlu, that quotes Rav Haigoin, that says that a person is mechuyev to bench with a zimon on Zayin Minim. So he says, Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Akiva to lead the benching. What did Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva was mezamein, and he was moitzi everybody with a bracha of me'ein gimel. And on that, Rabbi Gamliel said, you shouldn't have been mezamein and been moitzi everybody with a bracha achas me'ein gimel, because I hold that you're not yetzer with that. So, ad masa atar nichnas reshcha ben amachlaikis, why are you leading the benching and being moitzi everybody with a bracha that not everyone is yetzer with? And that was Rabbi Gamliel's taina to Rabbi Akiva. Have a wonderful day.